Right. Well, I, Bruce and Carl, the lawyers, approached me to be the plaintiff because as a foreign correspondent for 20 years, I spent time, we counted them up, with either 17 individuals or groups that are on the State Department terrorism list, including Al-Qaeda. And there's no exemption in this provision for journalists. So I have literally sat in vehicles with Al-Qaeda members who are now spending the rest of their lives in prison. Number one, of course, that means, given the current state of drone attacks, I could have been incinerated. And number two, if I am printing, as I was, articles that present the viewpoint of groups that are deeply hostile to the United States, have I substantially supported, this is the language of 1021, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, or what they call associated forces. That's completely open to interpretation. And people who have a kind of hostility to the role of a free press, which is to prevent or present viewpoints that are inimical to our own, certainly would not shrink from branding me as a fifth columnist or a closet supporter of Al-Qaeda. And I speak from experience. I covered the civil war in El Salvador and Nicaragua for 5 years during the Reagan administration. And because we were traveling frequently with the FMLN rebels in El Salvador or the Sandinistas in the battle against the Contras in Nicaragua, we had numerous officials within Washington denouncing us as fifth columnists, as supporters of terrorists. So I've already heard the rhetoric. I already know how it goes down. But this essentially goes beyond rhetoric and empowers the state not only to brand you linguistically a terrorist, but treat you legally as a terrorist.